This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to get to this volcano that unfortunately left five dead. They say there's nobody else alive on the island. We're going to talk about that in a second. But one of the big headlines of the day is this study that came out. It actually was a study that came out a year ago where there's a 37% increased risk of heart attack on Christmas Eve. Now, you know, Christmas is like one of my favorite holidays. I love Christmas time. I could sing Christmas songs all year long, and in fact, I do. I could eat Christmas cookies all year long. I leave, like, my lights up in the house and my decorations up in the house because I hate taking them down. January is, like, my worst month because I love all the lights and the festivities and all that. But despite how amazing this holiday is, and that doesn't even include all the religious ramifications, and symbolism and history of the holiday, it's a rough time of year for some. And as a doctor, I need to school everybody on what they should be doing at this time. So, you know, basically, you know, Christmas comes in one of the deadliest times of year because it's snowy, it's cold. I live in Las Vegas, so we really don't get a lot of snow. But in most parts of the country, they're dealing with snow, they're shoveling, and you'll hear of people dropping dead shoveling snow. Well, if you've never if you aren't really active throughout the year and then all of a sudden you have to put an hour's worth of work shoveling your driveway, that can unfortunately tip your heart over. So we tell people before you have to shovel snow or deal with some of the outside weather type stuff, you know, or put up Christmas lights, etc. If you're not a very active person, get your heart checked before you do any sort of activity. The other reason why Christmas season is kind of, you know, a more difficult time when it comes to the heart is the stress. You know, people are panicked that they only have X amount of time to shop. For those of us who work are in industries that are very busy this time of year, such as the healthcare industry or the retail industry, you can't take off work. You can't feel like you could take off work. And so there's that kind of stress. And then there's a lot of family demands, you know, in terms of holidays and in terms of you know, travel and choreography of your Christmas vacation. You know, this is your vacation, but if you have to go to the in-laws or whatever, they choreograph the whole thing. And so there's, you know, there's lots of different room for stress and you know, the loss of the jubilation that this holiday brings. The other thing that people don't realize is when it's cold. When it's cold, you vasoconstrict, your arteries constrict. Sometimes the artery constriction could cause less blood flow to the heart. So I don't know if we've seen data of people living in snow and tundra sort of climates as compared to those who live by the equator, you know, and see if we see higher heart attack risk, but that would be a good study. But they do suggest that the cold causes vasoconstriction. And I think a big culprit with heart disease is alcohol. For a lot of people, alcohol will give them an abnormal heart rhythm. Or they'll give them a boost or a spike in their blood pressure. I was on KBC with Jillian Barbary, Steve Edwards, and Dorothy Lucy talking about this today. You know, when is alcohol good for you and when is it not? Well, we've talked about that. It's different strokes for different folks. For some of you, if you drink alcohol and you have a glass of wine every night, you're going to be a centenarian. For others, you're going to be at risk for cancer, at risk for diabetes, at risk for high blood pressure. There's another article suggesting that just a little bit of alcohol causes cancer. So if you don't know who you are, and, you know, we haven't, you know, gotten to the point where you could do a quick blood test and figure out exactly what makes you tick. I know there's tests out there, but, you know, where we can identify who you are and how you be, then, you know, I can't tell you to drink alcohol or not drink alcohol. You know, all I can say is just do everything in moderation. One of the biggest mistakes I see this time of year is, so what, it's like December 10th, right? No, 9th? What day is it? It's the 9th, December 9th. So people who are leaving town the 23rd go, oh, I'm good. I got at least a couple weeks to see my doctor. Well, most doctors get out of Dodge. So if you have not had your checkup, if you don't have enough blood pressure medication or diabetes medication or cholesterol medication, what makes you think you're going to get in same day on December 23rd? Probably not going to happen. And so a lot of us, our deductibles were really high this year. And it's going to restart in January. So if you need to get a physical done, get an EKG done, colonoscopy, I don't know how much time you got left, but this is the month to do it because your deductible restarts. So I don't want to scare everybody, but the average person who has a heart attack doesn't realize they were at risk. I mean, my father thought he was healthy until he died. And he had a massive coronary. So what puts you at risk for heart disease? Well, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, if you smoke, if there's been a family member with heart disease, that kind of puts you behind the eight ball. If you've ever had a heart attack, that's kind of putting you at high risk. Obesity, a stressful life, lack of exercise, short stature, these things are also risk factors for heart disease. And females over menopause age, because the natural estrogen is protective, and then some are concerned about postmenopausal estrogen with heart disease. But either way, when you look at that list, the majority of us have some sort of risk factor, right, for heart disease. So get yourself checked out. What should you do? Well, one, get your blood pressure checked, get your sugar checked, get your cholesterol checked, get an EKG, do a stress test, have them run you on a treadmill, or you could do the sit-down test where they check your heart. Why not? Make sure your heart is stable. And for those of you that think, you know, no, I'm good. I'll wait till the new year with my New Year's resolution. Just keep in mind it's going to be a stressful time. When you travel, people lose luggage all the time. People forget things or luggage gets delayed. What I suggest you do is if there's any medication you have to take every day, make sure you split up the bottles into the carry-on and the suitcase. So you have enough just in case you lose one of your bags. People lose carry-ons all the time. So like, well, it's on my carry-on, so I'm good. We lose carry-ons. So make sure you have it split up so at least you can access your medication. Talk to your doctor about what's your plan B, plan C. Flu is associated with an increased risk of heart attack. If there is a chance that you did not get the flu shot, you better get your tushy into the nearby clinic or pharmacy and get your flu shot also, because flu shot puts you at risk. Rest, stay well, and enjoy the holiday season. 1-877, Dr. Ali, number one.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us woke up hearing this tragic news of White Island, located 29 miles off of New Zealand's North Island, had erupted. Five people confirmed dead, 18 injured, and more than 20 people are thought to be missing. Police say there have been no signs of life from the island. No more survivors are expected to be found. Rescuers have been unable to land on the island, but they say a number of helicopters have passed overhead, and they are asking that if anybody was on the island or witnessed the eruption, to reach out to Chris Pleasance at mailonline.com. So, no signs of life after a volcanic eruption that happened at 2:11 p.m. their local time. There were an estimated 50 tourists around the crater. 18 survivors were evacuated. Some suffered severe burns. There's been an estimated 27 people unaccounted for. Police say the number of missing is in the double figures, but refuse to give an exact figure. So Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said 24 Australians were visiting the island at the time of the disaster. Three Britons, we don't know how many Americans. Rescuers have so far been unable to get onto the island because of landslides and further eruptions. There are a number of rescue helicopters that are already trying to look, and they've been flying all throughout the night, their time. Officials said early Tuesday, and that's Tuesday their time, that no signs of life have been seen at any point, and they are not expecting to find anybody else alive, which means the death toll could be as high as 32. So this is Waqari. Waqari is known as White Island, 29 miles located off New Zealand's northern island. They said the plumes of smoke and debris went about 12,000 feet into the sky. And I guess this is a very popular tourist attraction. You see people in boats taking pictures of this. They were luckily to be in a boat when this happened. You see people trying to get into a boat from the island, and the place is completely covered in ash. People are, you know, talking about it's a real gray island. Why is it a tourist site? Well, it's gray because of the ash. Okay, it's apparently a beautiful island. You just can't tell because there's ash all over the place. So you see in video footage people screaming to get inside the boat, right, and to they need to get away from the flames and the plumes. A lot of scrambling, a lot of chaos. And, you know, they say this is a very active volcano. And so we're not sure why people would be, I'm not sure why there would be tourists there if there was an active volcano. Tony Bond, former mayor of the nearby town of Waikotene, said that a guide for the White Island Tourist Company was among those killed. Most of the Australians caught up in the disaster are thought to be passengers of the Ovation of the Sea cruise liner. It departed Sydney last week. Speaking earlier on Monday, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said there were a number of tourists from her country and overseas on the island at the time. Royal Caribbean, owner of Ovation of the Seas, issued a statement saying the ship would stay in the nearby port of Tauranga overnight until we learn more about the situation. So apparently White Island is New Zealand's most active volcano, according to Daily Mail, and had seen its last major eruption in 2000, with smaller events over the years. Officials said it's unlikely the volcano will erupt again in the next 24 hours, but obviously people are warned to stay away. They're worried about tsunamis that can now happen, earthquakes, and other sorts of possible unrest. Geological hazard trackers GeoNet has registered moderate volcanic unrest on the island for weeks, but the nature of volcanic activity is unpredictable, with the eruption unforeseen. So apparently there's a camera on the crater's rim run by GeoNet, and they take pictures every 10 minutes. And you see a string of people visiting the crater. The next shot taken at 2:20 was unreadable, which means people were there at the crater when it blew. So, crazy. Apparently experts say that this was a disaster waiting to happen. White Island was always, quote, too dangerous for the number of tourists visiting the island, experts said. And they warned people of risks of further blasts and landslides. They say Emeritus Professor Ray Koss from Monash University branded the island as, by its Maori name, Waqari, quote, a disaster waiting to happen for many years. He said, I've always felt that it was too dangerous to allow daily tour groups that visit the uninhabited island by boat or helicopter. Apparently, back in 1914, a small mining community on the island was wiped out because falling rocks weakened by the island's volcanic activity struck through the village. So they thought a Pacific plate that moved westward underneath the Indo-Australian plate, where New Zealand sits on, the rock pushed underneath melts, turns into magma, fills with gases. The hot rocks create circulation patterns underneath the volcano. Then steam breaks through the rocks. A buildup of pressure accumulates at the eruption site, and then rocks hold back. The pressure breaks, gas rapidly release, and then you get this volcanic eruption. So mining activity has been banned. The island has been uninhabited now for more than a century, but still a hot spot for tourists hoping to get close to the volcano. GeoNet, New Zealand's Geological Hazard Information Center, describes White Island as New Zealand's most active cone volcano. Only the top is visible with 80% underwater. So we'll keep you guys posted. It is so tragic. And again, you just don't know why this was such an active tourist spot. I mean, I saw Dante speak. Okay, I mean, Dante speak. They said they could pick up tremors and they could check for sulfur and the, you know, water, and there's like all sorts of stuff that they could do. But apparently it's one of those things where it might have been, the boy who cried wolf. And so maybe they just kind of took it for granted. So unfortunately, as we hear more about who passed, we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a scarlet fever outbreak going on in the UK. And that is very, very concerning because you don't really see a lot of scarlet fever outbreaks. And apparently hundreds of people have been sick across England and Wales, according to Fox News. Now, in the week ending December 1, officials reported 450 cases in England, 30 in Wales. And basically, it's an illness where it's caused by strep. And you get fever, sore throat, nausea, vomiting. Apparently affected children during the Victorian era in early 20th century, and it would affect their hearts. So people get a sore throat, they get a rash, nausea, vomiting, and you will get these red lines in the folds of skin, flushed face, strawberry-colored tongue. So you looked like, it looked like scarlet, you know, the scarlet color. The infection is very contagious, spreads easily when somebody coughs or sneezes. Now, many times people think that they have strep, and they'll call into telemedicine saying, I have strep, I need antibiotics. If we think you have scarlet fever or strep, we are going to want to give you antibiotics because it could affect the heart valves, absolutely. However, usually strep doesn't come with a cough. So when somebody doesn't have a fever and they're coughing, the first thing we think about is just a regular cold. Now, where this gets tricky is if somebody has like a regular cold or an upper respiratory infection, and then they start to develop the, the sore throat, you could get a secondary infection from a viral infection. So what I tell parents is whenever there's a sore throat and the sore throat is bad and there's a rash, bring the child in, let them get swabbed. We could swab them for strep. Luckily, we have testing, which makes it very, very easy. We could swab them for strep. We could even do a blood test if we need to see if they're at risk, and then give them antibiotics. It's kind of a scary time right now because we're very anti-antibiotic. You know, there's a number of urgent cares that say no to you when you want an antibiotic. And I get people calling telemedicine saying, look, it's been 3 weeks. When do I get an antibiotic? And, you know, depending on certain criteria, I can either give one or I can't. And so where I get nervous is if a child does have strep throat or is going into scarlet fever, I want them to get an antibiotic. But then what you have to do is as a parent, you have to ask for the testing. You might not be able to get it online. Same thing with urgent care. You could say, look, I'll pay for the strep test, but please swab them. Now, this complicates it. Sometimes you have kids where every single time you swab them, they're positive. And so I had one patient call saying my child has had strep 4 times since July. Okay, so we're talking in 5 months. Somebody had strep 4 times. Something's not right. So either A, they really have an immunodeficiency, or they have tonsils that need to come out. Or B, they're a carrier. And when you're a carrier, you are positive for strep, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're infected. So there's ways, there's other things we could do, such as cultures or blood tests or things like that to see if you have an infection. But having just a sore throat doesn't get you antibiotics anymore. So, you know, if you have a fever, if you don't have a cough, that starts to look more of a picture of strep. If the tongue looks like a strawberry because it's white with these little dots, it looks like a strawberry in the tongue. Or if you have exudates like pus on the back of the throat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Partisan tensions are running high as the impeachment process moves forward in the House.
Now, Mr. Gates?
No, this is so they can have a press conference before Mr. Castor gets the chance to offer rebuttal.
Gentlemen,
nobody asked for this break.
The gentleman will suspend. The roll call is in progress.
Mr. Johnson of Louisiana?
No.
Mr. Johnson of Louisiana votes no. Mr. Biggs?
No.
Mr. Biggs votes no. Mr. McClintock?
That's Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida. Now, the Republicans have also tried to have their own minority day of hearings, to which House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says he'll look into. And in a developing story, the Department of Justice released the Inspector General's report, and according to Attorney General Bill Barr, the IG report shows the FBI launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions that, in his view, were insufficient to justify the steps taken. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a beautiful model has died after she got liposuction and a nose job at a Mexican clinic, according to reports. And investigators are right now looking into the death of a 32-year-old model who died after undergoing plastic surgery hours earlier. Elena Carolina Sada Sandoval of Coahuila had reportedly traveled to Nuevo León for liposuction and a nose job at the Obispado Specialist Medical Center. And at some point in the recovery, she went into cardiorespiratory failure. She's a mother of two. The family is reportedly awaiting autopsy results to determine the official cause of death before placing blame on anyone. The state health secretary said authorities will continue investigating before commenting on the tragedy. Last year, apparently a real estate agent from Dallas, Texas, traveled to go for plastic surgery, died after her family claims the doctor injected anesthesia in the wrong place and caused her to have a heart attack. That ended up causing fatal brain damage. Laura Avila's family said she was healthy before she underwent a nose job and breast implant replacement surgery. So in this particular case, whenever you hear of something like this, the first thing I think about is a blood clot or an embolism where air or fat can travel through the bloodstream and then block a vein, such as the pulmonary vein going to the lungs. That can usually put somebody in cardiopulmonary arrest. And if somebody is not doing the procedure correctly, they can get the, like, liposuction. What do? We suction out the fat. You suction out the fat cell. Seems easy. A lot of you guys have seen it on TV. It's like, oh, that's great. It's like a straw. Put it in there. You suck it out. You make sure it looks even. You sew them up and you're done. But the thing is there's a lot of blood vessels there. And so if any air or any fat globules gets into the blood system, they could travel. And so it is scary. Plastic surgery is really expensive here in America. I mean, they do. They really charge because they can. They can charge cash. They insurance doesn't pay. So if you don't pay them, then they don't stay open. And, you know, their clinics are very expensive and their liability is huge. You know, plastic surgeons' liability is probably one of the highest, that and neurosurgery, because, if something goes wrong, it's pretty apparent. And so, yeah, they're going to charge more, and they're allowed to. Unfortunately, what ends up happening is people then get driven to cheaper clinics. Now, she, it sounds like, was already living in Mexico. But you have a lot of Americans that will go down to Mexico to get their, therapy or to get their, treatment. And it stinks because she's really beautiful. And you're like, what did she need done? Apparently she got a nose job. And, it's like, why? She didn't have to. Why? I understand now that I'm in show business how you always have to be current, relevant, good looking. The second somebody catches a wrinkle, the second somebody catches something that, would be unsightly, you could be done. And so some of the most neurotic people are those in show business. Because if you mess up, you could be done. So you have to make sure you're 100%. You have to make sure you look good all the time. And, I've been very lax about the way I look. I need to do better. Now that I'm Facebook Living my shows and starting a video stream, I probably should do a better job of combing my hair in the morning. But, I had a rough night last night, so I didn't sleep much last night. So, this is how I look. This is how I be. But then again, I'm not trying to be a model. Just, be careful. If you want plastic surgery, you have to be very careful about the clinic you go to. And, these websites may look as official as possible. You need to call medical boards. You need to call the licensing agencies and see if, there's any reports. And if they've never even heard of that doctor, that's not a good sign. That just might mean that doctor doesn't exist in their, under their umbrella. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're getting ready for the Olympics, and the World Anti-Doping Agency has unanimously agreed to ban Russia from major international sporting competitions, notably the Olympics and the World Cup. Why? For 4 years over doping noncompliance. So for 4 years, they're banned. WADA, or World Anti-Doping Agency's Compliance Review Committee, had suggested several sanctions because of the Russian anti-doping agency's failure to cooperate fully during probes into Russian sport. WADA's executive committee decided to uphold the recommendations at a meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland. Now, the whistleblower was Dr. Grigory Rodchenkov. He was influential in initially exposing the doping cover-up. They say, finally, Russia's many doping and obstruction sins will now get some of the punishment they richly deserve. For far too long, Russia has weaponized doping fraud and state-sponsored criminal activity as a tool of foreign policy. That's according to Dr. Rodchenkov via his lawyer, Jim Walden. According to CNN, they said, quote, let every corrupt nation who tries to play from Russia's illicit playbook take heed of today's monumental decision. When doping conspiracies become a crime under the Rodchenkov Anti-Doping Act, cheaters will be in U.S. prisons and clean athletes will be better protected. So apparently WSADA has 21 days to accept the decision or send the matter to the Court of Arbitration. Was that when they were switching the urines where there was this intricate scheme where somebody would leave the urine sample, there would be a doctor that switched them, and then the urine that would get tested was the clean one. I remember seeing, like, an office building, and it was, yeah, I don't know. So the latest ban still leaves the door open for Russian athletes who can prove they are not tainted by the scandal, but they would compete as neutral athletes, so they wouldn't necessarily represent Russia. They say, for example, the Russian national team could still qualify for World Cup in 2022, but if successful, they would have to compete as a neutral team in Qatar. So, why the ban? Well, if upheld, their decision means Russia will be unable to compete in events such as next year's Olympic and Paralympic Games in Tokyo and the Winter Olympics in Beijing in 22. The soccer team will still be able to compete in the European Championship because those organizers fall out of WADA's scope. I don't understand the cheating and the BS. There's always drama, if you notice. Didn't we have that drama with Loki? Loki's of the Avengers. Ryan Loki? Yeah, where he said he got beat up and mugged. And, I mean, what the heck is going on? Again, that's another sport where you have to be really, really obsessive about your fame and where you're at, because nobody talks about you when you come in second or third. As far as I'm concerned, anybody who has ever been caught cheating at any point of their career should not be in the Olympics. If you make it to the Olympics, that means you had a pristine record and you deserve to be there. But if you cheated in an earlier game years ago, and you got to a level that then later allows you a pathway to the Olympics, no, I don't think that flies. Any Olympian should be somebody who has an unsullied record. You know, there's a lot of discussion on transgender competitions in the Olympics. And, I'm not sure where that's going. You know, a lot of people are concerned about transgender females competing with women, other women, in running and sports. And, from what I understand now, there's no restrictions, and you just hope that nobody's faking being transgender. I mean, if somebody is transgender and they want to compete and they identify as a female, that's fine. But if somebody's going to pretend because they want to win a medal, that I'm nervous about. So my next worry is as we relax the guidelines, to allow XY, compete with XX in a lot of sports, is there going to be room for fraud? Are people going to pretend? And that's a concern. Most of the time, no, but, the thing is whenever there's always some person that messes it up for everybody else, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. When we come back, Elizabeth Smart's father, remember Elizabeth Smart was abducted years ago? Her father has come out as gay. We're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, Call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCTORDALLY. Again, very, very sorry for my bad hair day. Luckily, most of you who listen don't see it. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. So today in the news, we heard that Elizabeth Smart. Now, Elizabeth Smart, remember she was 14 years old when she was abducted? I think it was back in 2002 in her Salt Lake City home. She was abducted for about 9 months and then was found and luckily reunited with her family. Her father, Ed, who's 64 years old, has recently revealed in, I believe it's, was it Gayle King's show, that he's gay. And he's leaving his wife of 34 years and also leaving his LDS, the Church of Latter-day Saints. And he went into very, very minute detail, very, very intimate detail about how he tried to consult therapists. He tried to be cured. He searched for a cure, and he didn't find one. And He said, for all of those out there that are struggling in the same spot, there is no cure. There is absolutely not a choice. And I wish my wife knew that. And I wish, he says, that I wish more than anything. Well, this is a quote, and he was very, very upset, and I'm reading some of his quotes. And, you know, when you see a man who's in his 60s deciding to leave a marriage of 30-some years and, you know, face his reality of who he wants to be with, it's pretty admirable. I know it's got to be very, very crushing for his wife. And, you know, I've been asked, you know, why do so many gay men marry? And, you know, how do you get through a marriage when you're gay? Now, I don't know. I'm very, very heterosexual. I love men. I can totally understand any guy wanting to be gay because, oh my gosh, I mean, men are awesome. Their shoulders and their chin and, you know, I just love men. I love men. So as far as I'm concerned, I think everybody should love men. I mean, I don't see how you can't. I've never been attracted to the female body, but guys, I just think the male body is a work of art. I just do. And, you know, if you had to try to, you know, cure me of heterosexuality, you couldn't do it. If you put a gun to my head, no. Okay? It's not an environmental choice. Okay? I'm going to be attracted to who I'm going to be attracted to. You know? Now, I could be attracted to different types of men, like Viggo Mortensen or Michael Fassbender. If I saw Michael Fassbender or Garoppolo of the 49ers, dang. Okay? You can't change that. Okay, and there's this obsession that if somebody's gay, you could, with religious constraints or with the power of God or with therapy, no, you can't. And this obsession that people have, even with themselves, that they can't be who they are, is something that I think needs to, now that we've progressed so much with, you know, gay marriage, which I don't even like that term, gay marriage. I think calling it gay marriage puts us back some. It's, you're married to who you want to be. So, marriage. I think we're going to start getting those terms, doing away with those terms as well. I think now we should be at the point where people, one, you have to accept yourself. I mean, just like with alcoholism, if you've ever tried to fight alcoholism, I don't know if any of you guys have been to AA, but the one thing they do is you need to identify who you are and accept it. And so if you drink alcohol or you're an alcoholic, again, not a term I'm really excited about, that allows you to, you know, become happy and, you know, become proactive with things you want to do. But we do have a lot of men, a lot of gay men out there that marry, and they'll marry women. And the marriages work. Now, I have pretty good gaydar, and I think the reason why is there's been so many guys that I have been attracted to who end up being gay. Gay men, women love gay men. We just do. I mean, it's, they get us. They, you know, will, they're easy to talk to. They just, I mean, you know, maybe I can't always watch football with them, not to stereotype, but my best friends and my best relationships have always been with gay men. And so I was falling in love with men who were gay. And, you know, they're like, look, but I'm gay and I don't want to. I'm like, well, we could still have a baby. You know, I could still, you know, and I'd be like, you know, we could still do that. And so, you know, I see a lot of couples out there and they struggle. They don't look happy. You know, they don't maybe have that intimacy. Even if one really isn't into sex, there's more than that. You know, you can't really fake being in a relationship and say, well, you know what, we'll just not have the sex. Because you need to have the intimacy part. You need to, you know, you need to want to have that closeness. And, you know, wanting to have kids is very admirable. Wanting to have a union, wanting to be smiled upon in your religion, that's nice and admirable. But the most of the time, people aren't happy. And it just makes no sense to me that we see people forcing themselves to be in a relationship because they think that's what society is going to accept. And they're unhappy. Their spouse is unhappy. And, you know, here they have a union of 34 years and it falls apart. You know, and again, it's not for us. And of course, the media is going to really dive deep into their relationship. And I think they do deserve some privacy at this time. But I would like to see, as we go into the year 2020, that rather than people asking, you know, when did you realize you were gay? Or when did you get rid of those questions? You know, they when we give it a name and we give it an action, or, yeah, you know, I came out 5 years ago or 10 years ago. We start to label it as something that is very, very different, very, very unique. And when I was in medical school, I learned that 1 in 6 men are gay. And for women, it could be more. So until we as a world realize that there is a very, very high percentage of people that are attracted to their same sex, we're going to force a lot of people out there to, you know, undergo marriages and try to undergo therapy and try to, you know, change themselves. And you can't change yourself, you know? And, you know, the Smart family went through a lot with her abduction, and it was very, very traumatizing. And to think that, you couldn't be in a relationship where you could be open and free is to me very, very limiting. You know, my husband brings out the best in me. You know, I'm who I am because of him. And my love for him and our relationship helps me be me. You know, and I think everybody has a right to that. They have a right to being with somebody who makes them, you know, be who they want to be. You know, and so as we move forward in terms of our progress with LGBTQ rights, etc., you know, let's just kind of stop labeling. Let's maybe not even keep bringing it up with LGBTQ rights. Let's you know, the more we label it, the more we you know, put that, you know, cause our progress, regress, the more we regress. And for those people that have a child who you think is gay, or you know, I am just as worried with my sons as them having unprotected sex with anybody, whether they're girls, guys, whatever. All right. I'm just not a big fan of kids having sex, right, when they're too young. Yeah, I don't care who they have sex with, but I am really worried about that. People say, yeah, but you know, HIV is a concern. HIV is a concern of the heterosexual population. In fact, the highest number of HIV cases are the highest proportion and the fastest growing proportion is the are heterosexual women. So at this point, I think in medicine and all that, I think we could kind of, you know, shoot down any of these arguments that, you know, being gay is bad. Unless, of course, that's your religion and, you know, you believe what you want to believe. But I think we would have happier people, would have less depression, less suicide. And, you know, I don't know. Yes, if we start to kind of get rid of some of those labels. 1-877-DIE-FALLY, 1-877-DOCDAI. Don't go away. Actually, as we are finishing up today. Oh, all right. Real quickly here, shoveling. Let's talk about show snuffling really quickly. Show snuffling can be dangerous. We talked about this when we talked about heart disease and the Christmas coronary. If your heart's not ready to shovel snow, apparently there's lots of injuries. I think they say 11,000 injuries a year. You might want to hire somebody and make sure they don't hurt themselves. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.